Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest, Zen Cryer DeBrook, and her book is called Your Inner GPS. Her websites are linked up at coasttocoastam.com. This is a powerful tool for an individual to have, Zen.
Yeah, it is. It's I feel very honored that I got to discover and decode it. It is changing everyone who follows its life into things that are just miraculous, George.
What about stress? Where does stress fit in under this plan?
Yeah, so stress is always closing, and I define stress as like worry, fear, anxiety, overwhelm, frustration, anytime you feel irritation, even procrastination and guilt, doubt. These are all forms of stress, and they're always a tightening in the body, which I call closing, and it means that what you're thinking is not true or not going to happen. And what I believe is going on with the internal guidance system is when you do a shift in your thinking and you feel that release, that opening in your body, you're back on track with your personal blueprint. After all the research that I've done, it seems that us humans are coming down here with a, I wouldn't call it destiny, it's kind of a combination of destiny and choice that we have. But it's like this very interesting thing where we choose what we want to accomplish down here. And then when we get down here into this world, Earth, it gets very loud and very distracting and difficult to like kind of accomplish that goal with all of the things that we get put upon us between the ages of 0 to 7, the programming and stuff. And this tool seems to be helping us to break through those patterns to get to back to what we're really here to create. And I've done, in talking to a lot of people, it feels that they suddenly, when they begin using this, feel like they're back on track. They're themselves. They are fulfilled every day. They're contributing the gifts that they had. Their life writes itself by itself is what most people say. It's like my life is just suddenly working again. And I think this is a divine guidance system that is supporting us in getting through this lifetime, being able to actually do what we're here to do.
Can anything go wrong with this system?
I haven't found it. The thing that is that's hard about this system is it's working with our human mind, right?
Right.
So it's individual. It's separate from the mind. It's gauging whether the thoughts that you're having are taking you to what you want or away from what you want. kind of like the hot cold game that you played as a kid, you know, you get blindfolded and they hide a treasure somewhere and you have to find it by people yelling at you, cold, cold, Arctic, or hot, hot Sahara.
Oh, you're getting warmer. You're getting warmer.
Exactly. You're getting warmer. You're getting warmer. And that's how this works. And so what can get in the way is not the system itself, because it is accurate, but our interpretation of it, our failure to listen or to even realize it's happening because we get so in our heads. Or when someone gets one expansion, you know, opening, feeling, and they don't keep checking it, because it's more like a breadcrumb or like the hot-cold game, you will continue to get the sensations in your body telling you whether you're on track or off track as you move toward your outcome that you're here to have. I've never seen any negative outcome come from somebody following this, ever. There's sometimes the appearance of a negative outcome, only to find out that that thing that happened was the best thing that could have happened and it led them to the right thing. But no, I have not seen anything go wrong by following this.
Is this then a God-given ability?
I think it is. For me now, after 23 years of decoding this, it's the Holy Spirit. And that doesn't mean that my faith is better than anyone else's. I have no qualifications to judge anything on this planet, honestly, as to what's right or wrong. But it does show up in every single wisdom text and spiritual context. And in my particular faith, which I'm a Christian, it shows up as the Holy Spirit. And it's talked about in the Bible as that, like the kingdom of God is within us. And I talk about that in my trainings and stuff about how to tap into this. And I do believe that this is a divine energy that is running through every single person that I've never had anyone not be able to use it and discover it. And it is a beautiful ministry, like kind of energy in our body that's nurturing us at all times.
Give us an example of how it would be used.
Well, it's used by just going through your life. I mean, my favorite one is to figure out when to go to the post office or not, because I have a P.O. box I have to use and their line is really long. And so I will check in and just see if it opens me to go to the post office. But you can also use it in the middle of an argument where you're totally convinced that this person is being a real jerk or jerkette.
Or a jerkette, that's true.
Or a jerkette, you know. And you'll feel a tightness in what you're thinking about saying next. And what if you stop in the moment and pivot that thought, you'll find an opening. And then that next thing you're about to say will release the whole situation or lead it towards that quickly. And it knows things. Like I had a student who, her husband had died. She had two boys. They were living off of his life insurance. It was coming to an end. She was coming to the coaching calls and she kept getting a closing about finding a job over and over and over again. And she'd come on and she's like, I'm not getting an opening to get a job and I'm running out of money. And lo and behold, literally she got her last check and the next day, she got an inheritance that she wasn't expecting. In fact, more than not expecting it, she was told she was not getting an inheritance from this person. And it is something that's going to take care of her for the rest of her life. Over and over, this guidance is accurate. I have not had anyone come back and tell me, not once, that the guidance was not accurate.
Does the guidance do things for people almost like a miracle would?
Well, yeah, I think actually it's a different way to think about it. I think magic and synchronicity are the norm, George. If you look out into the way the planet really works, nature, everything is operating in a synchronistic, symbiotic way. And it's getting what it needs unless it's, of course, disturbed. And the natural laws of this plane that we're living on has that be the truth. And then our minds and our fears and I don't have enough and lack and I'm not loved and all these different things stop us from being in that flow. And I have seen that when you drop into following the openings, opening to open, and you learn how to use this, you get back into that magic and synchronicity that is happening everywhere. And yes, absolutely, miracles happen constantly when you follow it. In fact, so much so that people just shrug their shoulders who are IGSers. Of course, of course. Of course it's perfect. Of course it's working out. Of course that magic thing just happened. That's the way that it is for real in life.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold-Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Started talking about this incident. Drugs and officials cover up. You couldn't believe it.
From iHeart Podcasts.
It's like the police knew who he was before they got here.
A story about money, power, and corruption.
The medical school dean at USC was leading a secret double life.
He's breathing right now?
Yes, he's absolutely breathing. I'm a doctor, actually.
There's no way that guy's a doctor.
I'm Paul Pringle, and I'm an investigative reporter for the LA Times. This is the story of an investigation that starts in a hotel room in Pasadena, California, and reaches all the way to the top of two of the most powerful institutions in the city of Los Angeles.
When people fall in line, they fall in line.
Looking back, I realized, oh, everyone knew.
This is Fallen Angels, the story of California corruption.
We're always going to have predators. It's the good people who stand by and do nothing that allow them to flourish.
Listen to Fallen Angels, a story of California corruption on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this like prayer?
Yeah, actually, you got the best question tonight, George. I'm loving your questions. I think that once we move into this, we become our vibration gets to this place of being a walking in divinity, that we become a living prayer. Part of what happens is as you see something that you're not wanting to have happen, you because that closes you, usually your reaction to something out there. When you pivot, you shift into a new way of thinking, and that pre-paves the way for that miracle to happen. And so as you're using your IGS, you become a living, walking prayer, and that gets answered quickly.
It is remarkable and miraculous at the same time, isn't it, Zen?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's the norm. It's what's normal. Once you tune into this part of yourself that you were born with, you start to suddenly realize how off track we are, and that we're only a few thoughts away, every human being, from dropping the suffering and moving into the opening and living in this experience of real true connection to something. You're never alone. This thing is operating. It doesn't stop. People even experience it in their dreams about what to do inside their dreams. They feel their IGS working. And the more you tune into it, the more that you start to realize that this is our natural state of being that we've moved away from.
Oh, the dream state is powerful for this, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're working through things in your dream life that subconsciously you didn't have time to work with during your day. And then this guides you in how to respond to that subconscious working through of issues. And you wake up feeling You know how you wake up from a dream and it feels real and it's disturbing and uncomfortable? And
you're not quite sure if it happened or not.
Yes, yes. With your IGS, when you're using it in a dream, you're clearing things out and coming to a sense of peace with it. And you wake up and you know it was a dream. In fact, it creates a lot of lucid dreaming where people are able to control their dreams because they're feeling the opening and closing and they follow the opening in the dream.
Have you ever had one of those dreams where after a few moments after you woke up, you went, wow, am I glad that was just a dream?
Yes, I have lots. My husband is so grateful that I'm able to drop it because I've had those dreams where he's cheating on me or something, and I wake up, I'm mad at him. And there's no reason to be mad, but it's like, he's like, darn it, I didn't do it. You know, the dreams can be really real.
We all have this internal guidance system, but how do you tune somebody up or train somebody to maximize their ability?
The key I've found is that I have to bypass the mind. And so what I do is I call it the Miyagi approach. Remember wax on and wax off?
Oh, I sure do.
Yeah, yeah. So he taught Daniel-san these tiny little moves, which turned out to be blocks that he already had embodied. And so what I do is I give people micro learning. They're like a little practice. They go out and do it. It works. And then I give them another little practice. And we don't engage the mind. I just give them something to think a little bit differently. They see the immediate results and they come back and they tell me what happened. And I'm like, that's it. You got it. You're already a master. And then I give them another one. And so you do it by slowly but surely changing your thoughts and clearing out things that keep you closed. And we just flip them on their head into openings. And so it's a training. It is, because our minds are very powerful. It does take some training, but it doesn't take lifelong training. Within 3 to 6 weeks, you are moving on your own using this.
Can you predict the future with this technique?
You know, I used to say no. Like, I'm learning about this myself, and everything I learn, I teach my students. It doesn't predict the future in the way that we think of it as predicting the future, like laying the future out in front of us, like right. A map or a picture or a movie. But you can feel in your body what's coming. So if you picture something like I was picturing this house and what I wanted it to be like, and I got a big opening and I knew it was coming. So you can't predict the future, but you can know the future that's coming to you.
Will it tell you the difference between yes or no, right and wrong?
It isn't a yes or no system. Like, and that's where people can get into trouble, is like, well, I got an opening and that's a yes. No, you got an opening to continue with that thought. And it's more like a breadcrumb approach, you know? It's like, then you'll have another thought that opens you and you follow that. And it will lead you to where you're supposed to be. Because most of us are limiting ourselves to what we can have, how amazing we are, how incredible we are, what's possible for us. We have ourselves in these little boxes. And we can't. And the IGS is only working with what you think. It never responds to something outside of you, which gives us all the power, really. It's actually a very good thing. And so the IGS is constantly trying to get you to hold the thoughts that are going to create the reality that's perfect for you. And so we may not know that. Like, for instance, let's say somebody decides, do I move to L.A. or San Francisco? And it turns out you belong in New York or you belong in Colorado, right? But you're not thinking about New York or Colorado. And so it has to find a way to get you there. And it will, over every time. It will put something in your path. Like, it'll give you the thought to go to Starbucks and on the table is a magazine about Colorado. And you pick it up while you're waiting for your coffee that someone left, you know, and you flip through it and you get this inspiration that you want to go check it out. And the next thing you know, that's where you're moving. So it will get us where we need to go, regardless, as long as we trust it and follow it.
I drove past the after effects of a car accident today. Somewhere along the line, as I was driving, thinking about you on the interview tonight, I said to myself, where's this guy's internal guidance system that told him not to get in the car today or go and do what he did? Why doesn't that kick in for everybody?
Well, a lot of people don't listen to it. That's number one. So we follow closings and we get more and more into the state of stress, frustration, anger. And when that happens, we're literally creating a cacophony of chaos, of vibration inside of our bodies that will attract chaos in our lives. There's two things there. Number one, he could be in the state where he's in complete chaos about what's going on in his life. And the IGS did its best. But if you continue to go down that path where you're going to nurture those thoughts that are creating chaos, you're going to attract it. But number two, also, sometimes what I've found is there's no positive or negative in the universe. It's really, truly, that accident may actually be the exact thing that that person needed in order to become who they're going to become. This doesn't get rid of every negative thing in your life, because I believe that we come down here like a lump of coal, our souls, and we're becoming diamonds, and it takes pressure to create the diamond. Now, how you handle the pressure, how you feel, how fast you get through it, that's what the IGS will help you with. The ability to see the truths that come through, where you begin to understand how this world works and you're clear about it and you're powerful about it, is what the IGS provides. But it doesn't mean that you're never going to have an issue, but the issues you do have, you're going to handle like a champion, and you're going to see the fruit of the situation before it even gets to the end of being completed. You're going to feel the gratitude and the amazing experience of what you've learned.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s,
she looked like a million bucks,
scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.